This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
What's up, all of our liberty-loving friends? It's another fantastic episode of Liberty Unite with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee. Got a lot to talk about today. We got Dumb Belief of the Week coming up, so a bunch of different subjects there. But first, a story that really got going last week has to do with this illegal immigrant allowed to carry guns. Judge rules.
U.S. District Judge Sharon Johnson Coleman recently ruled that an illegal immigrant previously charged for carrying a semi-automatic firearm, that's just a standard firearm, could legally carry guns under the Second Amendment. According to Epoch Times, illegal immigrants have previously been prevented from carrying guns and ammunition under 18 U.S.C. Section 922. The outlet reported that prosecutors charged this Flores.
We'll just say Flores.
Yeah, I need some help there. Mm-hmm. Heriberto.
just say Flores.
Carbajal Flores. An illegal immigrant, this Flores person, in 2020 for carrying a semi-automatic pistol, just a pistol, by the way. Yeah,
not a revolver.
In Chicago, despite, quote, knowing he was an alien illegally and unlawfully in the United States.
I guess a revolver is still... Is that still semi-automatic? I mean, you pull the trigger and another bullet's ready to fire after that.
I don't know.
Does that count?
I have to check my classes on that.
I don't know which. Yeah.
Anyhow. The illegal immigrants' lawyers previously attempted to have the case against Flores dismissed on two separate occasions before their third motion to dismiss the case was accepted by Coleman on March 8th. Coleman dismissed the case based on the Supreme Court's 2022 decision in New York State Rifle and Pistol Association Incorporated versus Bruin, which expanded gun rights and directed lower courts to follow historical context with regard to gun control laws. While the Department of Justice argued that the ban on illegal immigrants carrying weapons was similar to historical bans that prevented British loyalists from owning guns following the establishment of the United States, Coleman ruled that historical bans included exceptions that allowed individuals to carry weapons if they were determined to be nonviolent, according to Epoch Times. Coleman explained that since Flores has not displayed dangerous behavior, preventing him from carrying a firearm would go against historical precedent. It would also go against the Second Amendment, by the way.
It's also interesting that this Supreme Court case, Bruin, that we're, you know, everyone on the right and libertarians were all really happy about. And one of the things that people on the left were super unhappy about was this historical precedent part of the Bruin decision, that now they're going back to historical precedent and finding that really there is no historical precedent for barring people that are illegal immigrants, of course, because that wasn't even really a thing. There's no historical precedent for barring these people from owning guns, unless you talk about British loyalists. So I went through and I did a little bit of digging. This actual code, just so you know, unlawful acts, you go down to the actual code that applies to this. It shall be unlawful for any person who, being an alien, is illegal or illegally or unlawfully in the United States an illegal alien, to ship or transport in interstate or foreign commerce or possess in or affecting commerce any firearm or ammunition, or to receive any firearm or ammunition which has been shipped or transported in the interstate or foreign commerce. First off, people are arguing on the basis of this law, are arguing on the basis of many, many laws that we do not like because they go to the freaking interstate commerce clause, which is one of the most overused, most misunderstood things in the entire Constitution that has been used to take away our rights since this was unfortunately written. Yes. So I don't like anything.
So what they're saying, though, is
anyway,
they could build one and not even violate this code.
I guess so. But maybe, I mean, if you build it from scratch. Because if you order parts, I don't know if that's going to count, you know, ordering the Well, I guess it depends on what the...
Well, that wouldn't be classified as a firearm, though.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what the ATF is deciding these days.
Yeah.
So part from this ruling, it says, in Bruin, the Supreme Court established a framework for analyzing whether a challenged firearm regulation violates the Second Amendment. First, Bruin instructs courts to determine whether the Second Amendment's plain text covers an individual's conduct. If it does, the conduct is presumptively protected, and the government bears the burden of demonstrating that the challenged regulation, quote, is consistent with the nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation. They then made the argument, by the way, that they did have laws against British loyalists having arms. I would just immediately make the argument that is different. You're literally a British loyalist to the country that we just declared independence from and fought a war against. And so it's not a great comparison to begin with. But anyway, they did have that. But there were exceptions. But they would do that on an individual basis, by the way. They would determine if the former British loyalist is so untrustworthy or dangerous that they should be barred from possessing the weapon. So there's that part of the case. Okay. Oh, wow. Did we come up on another ad already?
Yeah. Well,
did that happen?
I'm done talking about this, though.
The government argues that Flores is a non-citizen who is unlawfully present in this country. The court notes, however, that Flores has never been convicted of a felony, a violent crime, or a crime involving the use of a weapon. Even in the present case, Flores contends that he received and used the handgun solely for self-protection and protection of property during a time of documented civil unrest in the spring of 2020. I was saying this, I guess, before we started the show today, but he used this gun. The reason he got arrested was because he used this gun in defense of his property during the BLM riots and looting
in 2020,
in the spring of 2020.
The mostly peaceful protests.
This was in June or July of 2020.
You said rioting and looting.
Yeah, sorry. The mostly
peaceful protests.
Yeah. Yes. Those things.
By the way, you couldn't get COVID during that time.
Mm-hmm. The court finds that Flores's criminal record containing no improper use of a weapon, as well as the nonviolent circumstances of his arrest, do not support a finding that he poses a risk to public safety such that he cannot be trusted to use a weapon responsibly and should be deprived of a Second Amendment right to bear arms in self-defense. Thus, this court finds that as applied to Flores Section 922 is unconstitutional. In my opinion, this isn't a white pill, because this court in Illinois, of all places, just found that your right to possess a firearm is inherent to your humanity, and that one of the laws in 18922 is unconstitutional because it bars your right to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
And they just went all the way past American citizens and said, even people who aren't American citizens, that we do not have the right to tell them that they cannot possess a firearm.
Yeah, because these rights go beyond your condition as a citizen.
I don't know. I know that I've seen all the stuff, and we're going to talk about the stuff. But trust me, we're going to. Let's get into some of the stuff about this. Charlie Kirk, he says, some libertarians are endorsing the recent court ruling allowing illegal immigrants to own and carry guns in the United States. You know what you call illegal immigrants carrying guns in your country? An invading army.
God.
I don't agree. I don't agree, but let's go a little bit more libertarian here, because Clint Russell.
It's not even like guerrilla warfare, even. Like, you could call what they did in Israel, like, that's an armed invasion. People coming in and with paragliders. And
you mean an armed invasion?
Yeah.
That's what you would call that.
Not one single... Like
a group of people having guns.
Yes. Yes, coming in and actually shooting people.
Yeah.
That would be an armed invasion. Like what happened in Israel, that's an example of an armed invasion.
You know what else is an example? Other armed invasions that have taken place in history.
Yes. Gosh.
But a group of people... having the right to carry a gun, to possess a gun, does not constitute an armed invasion.
Who knew this Flores guy was an entire army?
Clint Russell from Liberty Lockdown, He says there are millions of people flooding the border, and I'm seeing a lot of you cheer on the fact that they can be legally armed. An armed migration is an invasion. Historically, it would be perceived as the start of a war. I'm honestly at a loss as to how anyone would support this.
You're still lost.
This is why we'll never just go fully viral, because you just have to say the dumbest things.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only way that you can do it.
You have to pander to people's emotions.
Yeah, that's it. He continues. He does like a quote retweet here. Go ahead, Charlie.
He says, let's walk through, with a U, T-H-R-U, let's walk through the dangers here. 20,000 Chinese migrants have entered in January, according to CPB. He's doing a hypothetical here. Mm-hmm. Say 5,000 of them are CCP-backed. That's 60,000 a year. In a decade, you could have 600,000 CCP soldiers trained and armed and living all throughout America. Likely no, possible yes.
He says in his own tweet that it's not likely.
Right.
But then goes on.
The U.S. troop count is under 3 million. Many are deployed. An inside-out strategy is exactly what I'd draw up if an antagonist nation like the U.S. was constantly saber-rattling against me. The libertarian answer to this is gun ownership is a natural right, and that's all you have to say about it. Now, is it possible that the Chinese Communist Party is trying to get people in here illegally and are staging some kind of takeover? Yeah, that's possible.
Sure.
So I don't think individuals should lose their rights because that's a possibility.
Mm-mm.
It's absolutely crazy. Is it possible that schools could be shot up?
It's possible, yeah.
Yeah. So should we just take away guns?
It's possible that the more you allow people to own guns, there's a higher likelihood that people could kill people with guns, you know, so maybe we should do something about that to keep people safe.
Is an armed invasion only aggression when they are wearing camo? I don't think so, because
Husko said America shouldn't train any pilots because of 9/11.
Yeah, you're right. We should get rid
planes.
Of pain.
We're all worried about Boeing, and we should be worried about planes in general.
Do they have to be firing as they cross the Rio Grande? Are you thinking this through at all? What constitutes an invasion? If 3 million people entering your country illegally per year while armed does not constitute an invasion, an act of aggression, then I'm lost as to what it should be called.
Someone having a gun does not constitute an act of aggression. An act of aggression constitutes an act of aggression. Whatever happened to, you know, one of the most important principles we have in this country is innocent until proven guilty. And that's not just for Americans. That's supposed to be the way that we view human beings. No victim, no crime, innocent until proven guilty. That until you have actually done something to violate the liberties and the rights of other people, we don't just look at you and assume that you're a danger to society.
And just because the immigration policies of America are broken, you're incentivized to come here illegally. And so by default, therefore, they should lose their rights as a human. They should lose their individual humanity because potentially there might be bad actors. He said there is no point at which you'd see fit to defend your community. I'm not even asking this to start a fight. I'm just trying to get people to really consider this more deeply. As far as I'm concerned, everyone has a God-given right to defend themselves. We should just stop there then.
Yeah.
I do not believe that everyone on earth has a God-given right to live in America. I definitely do not believe that everyone on earth has a right to enter America while armed. Just being honest.
So what he just said there is that his problem is with the immigration system, except for that he makes all these arguments about how it's scary for people to have guns. And he's essentially making the same arguments that people on the left make about people that are on the right who want to be in militias. The problem is if you go along with this line of thinking, then what you eventually say is against the arguments that we make all of the time. Because we make the argument all the time that your rights come from your humanity. Some people say from God. It doesn't actually, it says endowed by your creator. Your creator could be science or the Big Bang or God or whatever, just your creator, whatever that is. You're born with those rights. They don't come from the government. And making this, Clint's argument is that the government does have the right to take away this right that supposedly was not given by the government in the first place. It essentially flips it into a government-granted right. And that is an extremely slippery slope. I think that this is a great decision. We constantly make arguments like this, that you're born with inalienable rights. They do not come from government. We say the gun laws are unconstitutional. I guarantee you can search Clint's page right now, and he's probably said that gun laws are unconstitutional. Someone should probably do that. We say gun laws don't prevent violent criminals from getting guns.
Because they don't.
Yeah, so what's your argument? Oh, we're going to pass this law, or we're going to make sure the illegal immigrants don't have guns, and then they're not going to have guns? Since when is that an argument? I thought we said that doesn't work. So what are we doing here? The government can prevent people that are violent from having guns? Since when? What are you talking about, man? Mm. Like I talked about earlier, the innocent until proven guilty, the fact that a person has a gun does not make them a threat to you. They have to be a threat to you first.
Yeah.
You can't just look at someone and because they're not from this side of the line, they're dangerous to you automatically. What if all the people coming from China are fleeing China because China sucks?
Because
they want to live in the free country, kind of.
Maybe their social credit score's low.
You know, I'm not going to assume that the CCP is sending that many people here to somehow overthrow our government. I'm sure some of them are. Not saying that's not a thing that's happening. But they're innocent until proven guilty. I'm not going to make an assumption because of the way someone's face looks.
Yeah.
I'm just not
Should
going to.
Should we set up prison camps?
I guess so.
To house the Chinese?
Like I said earlier, no victim, no crime. Like, where is the crime here? And then the most important thing that I believe, because all of these people that are Republicans and even some of the libertarians that are talking about this, what they are all actually saying is that they don't like our immigration enforcement. Because removing this situation, you take away the illegal immigrant, they would say that your rights come from God, that the government's not going to prevent criminals from criming, and that gun laws are unconstitutional. They would all say that. What this is actually on the back of, the root cause of this problem, is that they don't like our immigration system, and they don't like our immigration enforcement system. I'm genuinely confused how an illegal immigrant can actually take something this high up in the court system. I think he went to jail or something for it, whatever. I think they said he could be released, and he gets released. And I'm like, I'm not saying that he should be deported or whatever. What I'm saying is I'm genuinely confused about what the rules are on this. Like, you just come out there and say, I'm an illegal immigrant, and I have these rights. I was told that the government would say, would you say you're illegal immigrants? Why don't you come with me right now, and we're going to take care of that problem, because that's a felony. That's what I thought. What I think all of these people's arguments boils down to is they don't like the immigration system, the immigration enforcement system, and that's what people should actually be talking about. And this is different, by the way, from welfare. Welfare is using money that was stolen from people and giving it to other people. See, when we talk about illegal immigrants getting welfare or these prepaid cards or whatever these housing services are and stuff like that, that's a little different because someone else's liberty was violated in the process of giving that thing to that person. And so it opens up a little bit more of a door to talk about it. But a human being having a gun that has not done anything violent to anyone and has only used it to defend themselves has not removed any liberties from any other people.
Exactly.
All we have to talk about here is the immigration system and if there's anything that should be done about that. And outside of this, we are making extremely dangerous arguments about the fact that our rights to own a gun, our right to possess arms, does not come from the fact that we're humans, which is the argument that we always make. You cannot make both of these arguments at the same time.
Mm.
They're completely opposing ideas.
Amen.
That's my rant on the matter.
I couldn't have said it better myself, so I'm not going to.
Well, let's go then.
Yeah. You had something else from Austin Peterson?
Oh, he was basically agreeing with us, or I guess we're agreeing with him right now.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He says, the point of the whole illegal migrants can own guns is that the Second Amendment is so absolute that the natural right, which does not emanate from government, cannot be abrogated without due process. From anyone. And with freedom comes the fact that means bad people can access guns and good people can access guns. The problem isn't the guns, it's the people. Simple. Agreed.
Yeah, I agree with Austin on this.
Yeah.
So good job, Austin.
It's a natural right. It's a natural right to be able to protect yourself.
Yeah.
It's a completely natural right. It doesn't come from government. It doesn't come from the Constitution. The Bill of Rights is there to restrict government from taking away natural rights.
Yes.
They're what the government, they're what they thought the government would try to come and take, because the historically governments have done this for thousands of years. They've tried to quell speech. They've tried to take away people's right to defend themselves.
They try to force you to quarter soldiers.
They try to force you to house soldiers. You know? Thank you for the care of His Majesty soldiers. You know? They have cruel and unusual punishments.
Buy the house and bonds.
Sir, what of the rebel wounded?
Okay, anyway, sorry. We killed just them. Moved into the Patriot.
All right. <Just then. laughs> Anyway, historically, governments have tried to violate people's natural rights for thousands of years, and that's what the Bill of Rights was all about. They were saying, hey, what are the most egregious ways that governments try to steal rights away from people? Oh, here's 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's at least list these so we know for sure, explicitly, hopefully, governments will not be able to restrict people's rights. Now, of course, they found ways around that. And you have what appear to be libertarians, people who are supposed to be the most principled folks on individual rights and freedoms. The idea of self-ownership, this that everything stems from, you know, I own myself. I have natural rights because I'm a human being, and they one gets to take them away from me unless I've caused harm to someone else.
They still,
that's been proven.
They still let fear cloud that, just like other people do on the left. Those ideas are clouded and overshadowed by fear
and you
of
know
other
what?
People.
We have the right to defend ourselves. We have the right to bear arms in case the government gets too tyrannical, but also in case there's an armed invasion.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So let them come.
Do it.
I don't think it'll last.
Mm-hmm. The more the merrier.
I think that, I mean, of course there might be a bloodbath, but but I don't think America would lose. I feel very confident in the fact that I know a lot of gun owners who would take up arms to defend the country
mm-hmm.
if it was being invaded. A lot of them. And that's just in my circle.
I still think that the biggest threat to your liberty comes from Washington, D.C. and the people that are in the government right now. Not even, and I'm not saying that we don't have an immigration problem. I think we do. And I think something needs to be done about it. But not even the people that are coming across the border. Those people are not threatening your liberty right now. It's the people that are in office. The people that are in office in Washington, in your state, and if you're in the state of Washington. Those are the people that are actually threatening your liberty, and that's where all of this needs to be directed. Coming up, we're going to start Dumb Bleep of the Week. Dumb Bleep of the Week gets a full 3 segments this time because we got so much dumb stuff to talk about. And then a live group will vote on who said the dumbest thing in politics over the last week.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says that the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge after the collision with a container ship does not appear to be deliberate.
The preliminary investigation points to an accident. We haven't seen any credible evidence of a terrorist attack.
Prior to the collision, the ship's crew alerted authorities about a power complication. The Supreme Court is currently deliberating on a case with potential implications for access to the abortion pill mifepristone. Justices are examining an appeals court ruling that halted recent FDA revisions aimed at expanding the availability of the medication. Donald Trump has entered Bloomberg's list of the 500 wealthiest individuals globally. The recognition came on Tuesday following the public debut of Truth Social, the social media platform initiated by the former president, which secured him billions of dollars in stock options. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
What's up, liberty-loving friends? We're back. It's another fantastic episode of Liberty and Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee. Got to remind you all one more time, Charlie and I, actually it could be several more times that I remind you of this, but Charlie and I do a daily show every single day of the week when we want to, called Good Morning Liberty. You can go and find Good Morning Liberty on your favorite podcast app or by typing BernieLies.com into your browser. That'll bring up all of our links. We got t-shirts, they don't just say Good Morning Liberty. We got the God Hates Fed shirts, Power Corrupts shirts. We got Javier Milei shirts, got a nice Ron Paul shirt. We got stickers, we got mugs. We got all kinds of cool stuff like that. And of course, you can watch live and hang out with us at joingml.com. But before we get into Dumb Bleep of the Week, two of our very special friends, listeners, fellow Fed haters, Dan and Bailey. It's their, not Dan Bailey, the kicker.
Yeah.
Dan and Bailey. Not giving you their last name. But it's their wedding anniversary, 5 years. Congrats.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Those are the kinds of things you can find out being part of the Fed Haters Club.
And I don't want to, you know.
And you can learn about how fat I am.
I don't want to pat ourselves on the back too hard, but they just went through this real long explanation of how it was Charlie and I and Good Morning Liberty that kept them together through this time. You know.
And the Fed Haters Club.
The Fed Haters Club.
Yeah. So if you need marriage advice. This is where to go. If you want to keep your marriage
together. They're telling us more about it right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of personal. I'm not going to say that out loud, okay? But, you know, yeah, just go to the Fed Haters Club.
They're in the chat right now.
So you can see whether or not I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
You know, hey, we don't allow those kind of photos, okay? No, we're taking that down. Anyhow, join the Fed Haters Club. Join gmail.com. Anyway, let's do Dumb Bleep of the Week.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the dumbest things on the internet. Even though Good Morning is a place where we talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of meaning every single day of the week when we want to. And yesterday was a day that we did not want to.
Didn't want
to. There was other things happening around the country that needed Nate and I's our attention.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So much so that we could not prepare an episode.
We needed a full day of focus.
Yes.
And mainly the night before, I was putting together some furniture and moving my TV because the new furniture is taller and stuff like that. Way more important than doing show notes.
Exactly.
That night. So just
see, Nate's so privileged currently that that's what he spends his time doing.
Yeah.
Doing furniture.
Putting together my own furniture.
Yeah, exactly.
Ordering furniture from Amazon that has to be put together with a bunch of stuff.
Exactly.
Anyhow, Dumb Bleep number one goes to Congress and the American people in general for allowing this to continue. Congressional leaders roll out the final $1.2 trillion funding package ahead of Saturday shutdown deadline.
Surprise, surprise.
When are we going to get a good old-fashioned government shutdown? They just never let it happen these days. Come on, man. Yeah. Top lawmakers are hoping to quickly clear the measure for President Biden's signature to fund the Pentagon and key non-defense agencies through September.
Of course.
$1.2 trillion through September. Now, one thing I'll point out here. Let's go. Rand Paul said, remind me why, even though the GOP has a majority in the House and filibuster-proof minority in the Senate, the power of the purse sits idly by, unused, and the debt continues to pile higher and higher. That is a great question, Senator Paul. At this point, what's the difference? Who cares and who's in charge of Congress these days? You know? It just doesn't matter.
They all want to spend your money.
The biggest thing here is maybe they spent less than what Democrats would have spent if they were in complete and total control. You know, maybe that's the case. There's still no spending cuts. The number that we spend every year needs to go down. That's the main point of what I wanted to say right now.
Yeah.
Not up. It needs to go down.
Yeah.
Okay, and that just doesn't
seem to happen.
Our house
is out of order.
Yes. We're spending too much money.
Yes.
All right, we're still going out and having nice steak and seafood dinners every night, and we don't have any money. We're putting it on someone else's credit card.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's not the right thing to do. Thomas Massie said, as part of the debt limit deal last summer, Biden agreed to an automatic 1% cut to all discretionary spending if we were still on a CR, continuing resolution, on April 30th, 2024. Tomorrow, our speaker will give up that leverage and pass an omnibus that spends more than Pelosi spent in her highest year. So they've been doing these CRs every time we talk about how, well, we're about to have a shutdown, about to have a shutdown. And they go and they do a continuing resolution that funds us for like another month or something. And that's because they were supposed to do these separate spending bills. It was in one of the other laws they passed, or omnibus they passed. It was a something that Thomas Massie argued to get in there. And if they kept doing CRs and they didn't actually get the real spending bills passed through Congress, then on April 30th of this year, it was going to be a 1% cut across the board. And that's not even baseline budgeting 1% cut. It was an actual 1% cut to the amount of money that we're currently spending, not 1% off of what we're projected to spend. So there would have been a real cut. And all they had to do was, instead of deciding to do a crazy $1.2 trillion omnibus on Friday, March 22nd, they could have done another CR, let it go to April 30th, and they would have been forced into doing a tiny, measly 1% cut across the board, just on discretionary spending.
GOP candidates run their campaigns on.
Yes.
And then when it comes time for the rooster to chicken squat.
To chicken, yeah.
When that happens.
Squatters, we're talking about squatting later, but yeah.
That's why that brought that up.
Yeah.
When it comes time for the squatters to roost, the dog doesn't hunt. Or float.
Massie also says FBI spending goes up significantly in the two-part omnibus that we won't have time to fully read. It's a over 1,000-page omnibus that I think came out early yesterday morning, something like that. And they're going to sign
the
it today.
Thing now, Thomas, come on. You're one of the smartest guys in there. You can use AI now.
I don't know if we have that Grok capability yet. That
feed the AI the bill and let it summarize it for you.
I wonder, can it read this? Side note, can it read PDFs? Because those are basically photos of papers. So, like, can it read a PDF?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. All right. This demonstrates that a majority of Congress isn't serious
PDFs
about holding
photos.
I know. It's just so like I try to take these bills and I try to copy the whole thing and put it into a Word document so I can select parts to put screenshots of. And like you can't just copy and paste
just
a PDF.
Convert it. It's
you know?
Real easy to convert it.
I don't even know what that is.
I'll show you after
the
show.
I don't even know what that is. So you're saying it could convert it into...
You can convert it,
okay,
yes.
Into like RTF or something. Or
but computers don't need to convert it. They can still read the text.
Okay.
The PDF.
Okay. Well, add that on the Don't Bleep of the Week, then.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Including money for a new
FBI
building.
It's okay to be ignorant about stuff. You know?
That's fine. I'll wear it.
I'm ignorant about things that you know about.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I call and ask you stupid questions all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Every day, stupid questions. Mike Lee says, what the hell does LGBT senior housing have to do with the role of the federal government, so much so that Congress is shelling out $850,000 for it? That's right, inside of this super important bill. They have LGBTQ senior housing services in the $1.2 trillion bill. Let's see. For services for older adults, and I guess LGBTQ specifically, it's just part of this general number one omnibus dumbness. I started off by saying that it's Congress and it's the American people's fault. And the reason I put a lot of blame on the American people is that millions of American people come together to vote for these people that are in office that are voting on these things. Okay. And the question is, why would they do anything different from what they're doing right now? They don't have to.
Hmm.
Expecting it to change without there ever being repercussions for these people, it's just not going to happen. Now, there'd be repercussions if they decided they were going to cut Social Security or Medicare or something like that. But just general spending too much money all the time. And to keep the government going, keep it from going into a shutdown, no one's going to remember that come November. No one cares about that, not enough to not vote for someone or vote for someone because of it. And so, yeah, sure, it's Congress's fault, but who puts them in power? And why do they do the things they do? Because you tell them to. That's mm-hmm. why. Not us. Not you probably listening to the show right now. But some of your friends do.
Well, and they get their minions to go out and support them. Look at all this. I mean, Liberty Resources Incorporated in Pennsylvania is going to get $1.5 million.
No, it says Liberty, though, so it's probably good.
Yeah.
You know?
Lyon County Human Services in Nevada is going to get almost $500,000. So these little organizations get federal grant money, and what they do is they go out and help campaign
mm-hmm.
for the vote because obviously they're incentivized to do so.
Yeah. Yeah, of course they are. Okay, that's number one. How about number two? This is from a story in the New York Times called It Turns Out the Deep State is Actually Kind of Awesome.
This is so great.
So this is a six-minute video. We'll watch some of it. I'll skip around some. Basically, they're going to point out that Donald Trump campaigns a lot talking about destroying the deep state. And so they do a video to show you just how great the deep state is and how great these people are that Donald Trump wants to get rid of. And, of course, they go directly to the FBI and the CIA and DHS and other agencies that we don't even know exist.
And that's they don't even have acronyms.
Yeah, and that's who they talk to. No, they talk to NASA. Okay. Anyway, there's a video here. Yeah, the EPA, too.
Thanks, New York Times.
Here's some of it. Thank you, New York Times, for this content.
I will totally obliterate the deep state. I will fire.
Donald Trump is obsessed with the deep state.
The deep state is destroying our nation. Either the deep state destroys America, or we destroy the deep state.
And many Republicans are widening his paranoia.
These unelected bureaucrats ruining this country.
From a cabal of security agents to
the sick political class that hates our country.
If elected, Trump's vowed to gut the federal government.
Reinstate the Schedule F executive order and, quote, fire rogue bureaucrats.
But who are these bureaucrats, and what makes them so dangerous?
Okay, I have to say first off, before we even go into this, they're pointing out Trump a lot. You know what would have been great?
If Trump did this the first time around?
Yes, yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. If he hadn't already been the president before.
And could have fired a bunch of people.
Yeah. Wouldn't that have been something?
He's good at firing people. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a whole TV show about it.
He's famous for it.
Yeah.
Anyhow, let's keep going.
needed answers, so we took a trip across America.
In 100 yards, take the exit.
In search of the people behind this threatening entity. First stop, Huntsville, Alabama. Sure looks like some nefarious government activity happens around here.
You have reached your destination.
Meet Scott Bellamy.
I am a mission manager in the Planetary Missions Program Office.
He drives a Nissan Titan 4x4. He's loved Star Trek since he was a kid.
Of course I have a favorite character. It's either Captain Kirk or Mr. Spock.
And he may have saved the planet from annihilation.
Potentially.
You see, Scott managed a mission called
the Double Asteroid Redirect.
So, first off, great example. When Trump talks about getting rid of the deep state, he's definitely talking about someone
like Scott,
that works in Huntsville, Alabama for NASA, that it was helping them develop a program to knock an asteroid off its course. Like, that's the threat to America right there that Trump is talking about,
Yeah. Actually.
So that's the first person they should go talk to prove to everyone that the deep state actually isn't all that bad.
Not the FBI.
Not the CIA. Not the CIA. No, not those people. So we go to Spalani. We go to Scott. He likes Star Trek and stuff like that. And so how could you be mad about the deep state? Now here's this person that works for the EPA. Okay, we're getting closer to the deep state. So what does this terrible EPA officer do? Try to keep people from dying of lead poisoning.
Clearly not working
in Flint. Fox.
I am the assistant administrator for water at the Environmental Protection Agency.
She loves Pilates, making salads, and watching the Taylor Swift Eras tour on TV with her family.
That's the deep state.
Oh, and she led an operation to make our drinking water lead-free in 10 years.
That's the dream.
Worried and angry about lead contamination, residents of Newark, New Jersey are demanding bottled water and answers.
Lead is a neurotoxin that can cause irreversible brain damage. Folks are drinking out of these pipes right now.
Every single American child will soon be able to turn on that faucet, and their moms and dads know that water they're drinking is clean.
When President Biden announced the nationwide plan to remove lead water pipes, Radhika's team made it happen.
Yep, that's right.
Water utilities would be legally required to replace all remaining lead pipes.
9 million in 10 years or less.
It's an expensive bet.
$50 billion. But those benefits are truly priceless, because it's the well-being of this nation that's at stake.
You want to replace your own water pipes?
That's what Trump wants to destroy right there.
Yeah. If Trump gets elected, he's going to destroy the deep state, which means he's going to go directly after people that are trying to replace lead pipes. And if he gets elected, you'll have to replace your own water pipes.
Yeah.
Okay. Which you wouldn't be legally allowed to do anyway. But I mean, that's what's going to happen. What was the last one? I can't remember. Oh, this is someone who's trying to stop kids from working or something like that. I can't remember what it was. This has to do with the Department of Labor. Department of Labor, yeah. So, anyhow, we don't have to watch this whole thing. But in this piece, which starts off with Trump's criticisms of the deep state, they decide to say, actually, the deep state is awesome. And then they just go to some randos working at non-deep state offices, in my opinion. The deep state is so deep that this guy has no clue what the deep state is. Those are the people that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Instead, he just goes to random
campaign against the deeper state.
Yes. Yeah. The deepest state that there is. Mm-hmm. Deeper than that.
The abyss state.
He's talking about people in the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, DHS, those people, and people that we don't even know about. I think there was a Ron Paul video going around just a little bit ago where he basically said that the country has been run by the deep state or the bureaucrats since JFK was assassinated. That's where essentially they said, hey, don't cross us. This is what happens. And since then, they've been picking all the people. Maybe it wasn't the Ron Paul video specifically. Someone else is making that point. I heard that point. So anyhow, the ATF. Yeah, thank you.
The people who spied on a presidential campaign, by the way.
But instead, they decide to go to the Department of Labor, NASA, and the EPA's person who's trying to get rid of the lead pipes in the U.S. Mm-hmm. and say, the deep state's awesome. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You want to get rid of these people?
Yeah.
Anyhow.
By the way, I mean, I understand what they're doing. They're tugging on your emotional heartstrings there.
Well, yeah. And they're but they're also misrepresenting what the deep state
is. Of course. Yeah.
So, anyhow. Oh, by the way, all the people in that video should be fired. Let's go on to Dumbleat number 3 real quick. We don't have to spend any time on this one at all. If you want to listen to an entire episode where we talk about Dumbleat number 3, you can listen to Monday's episode where we talked about the bloodbath controversy.
Honestly, they could take the 1,200 episode challenge.
They could.
Yeah.
They could. Mm-hmm. Wednesday was episode 1,200.
Get that done by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Technically, it was like episode 1230 or something like that, but whatever, 1200 is as far as we're numbering them. Trump says country faces bloodbath if Biden wins in November. He was talking about the automobile industry and the economy as a whole, but of course, this was turned into some violent threat for what would happen if he lost the election, and it's completely ridiculous. It's even been refuted by a lot of people on the left now as the week goes on. But then there's also a lot of people that are still doing this thing. And they, like, I heard clips of people saying, well, I'm not surprised. I mean, this is a guy who called neo-Nazis very fine people, you know, so mm-hmm. of course he threatened a bloodbath. And I love it when they use two fake things as an example at the same time. It's great. Anyhow, the bloodbath controversy, seriously, we're not going to spend any time on it. That's Dumbleat number 3. You know the thing.
I'm not even going to say anything.
You don't have anything to say on this.
No.
Number 4, we have another video. This guy, Adam Mockler, says, I changed the Trump supporters' mind on Ukraine. Okay, well, that's fine. Whatever you want to do. Let's listen to how he changed this Trump supporters' mind on Ukraine. I'm not saying this is your average Trump supporter, but it's definitely the median. So let's hear how this person's mind was changed.
What do you think about the funding of Ukraine?
No, I don't think that should happen.
Why not?
Because we need to take care of America first.
I'd make the argument that funding Ukraine is exactly how we put America first, because a lot of people think we're sending cashbacks, but we're sending old military equipment, right? And after we send that military equipment, we get to create new American jobs to restock and repile that.
That's a good point.
On top of that, do you think Vladimir Putin's our enemy?
Not really.
Really? Why not?
Because I think he's trying to run his own country, and he's not. I don't think he is a threat to America.
It's okay that he's running his own country, but the problem is when he starts to invade other countries next to him. So we should protect our allies, essentially, right?
I agree. So that's like us trying to invade Canada.
And that wouldn't be okay.
Right.
So to piece my argument together, we're creating new American jobs, and in the process, we get to protect an ally, a sovereign country, Ukraine, from, I think Vladimir Putin is a dictator. He's a threat. He's not a good guy. So I think we're protecting America's interests. I think this is exactly how we put America first. Right? Can you see that point of view?
That is a very good point. That's a good point. You've educated me a lot. I appreciate that.
Awesome. And we're both coming from the same point of view of putting America first.
Right.
How can we put America first on the
Yep.
Please, God, don't make this be the majority of Trump supporters. Please don't let this be what they're all like. That was... If you could just give someone the dumbest argument in the world. Okay, let's talk about the argument real quick. We're not sending them cash bags. We are sending a lot of, not cash, but we are sending a lot of direct money over there. But we'll wipe that from the record right now and talk about the weapons.
Let's talk about the military equipment.
So we send the old military equipment over there, and he's arguing that this does put America first, because then we get to create jobs by building new military equipment, so we can restock what we sent to someone else. So, Charlie, my new plan for America is, why don't we just send everyone all of our weapons? Let's just get rid of all. In fact, why don't
all of our allies?
Why don't we send everything in America to everywhere else in the world? I want everything in America rounded up right now, this afternoon. And I want it put on ships that we're going to send over, and they can keep the ships, too, afterwards. And then we're going to create many jobs, even more jobs than this idiot wants to create, by replacing those weapons, think of how many more jobs we'll create by rebuilding every single thing that's currently in. Why don't we burn down every house in America right now, Charlie?
Yeah.
Do you know how many jobs would be created if we had to rebuild every single house that's in America?
Yeah.
So many jobs.
Yeah. And all of them.
That's the argument, folks.
Tear down every skyscraper. Start with Trump Towers.
Yeah, take them down.
Yeah, that way Trump can rebuild them. How many jobs will that create?
Yeah, I mean, it's not just even building it. You got to buy new materials, okay? And think about those jobs for the people getting the materials, okay?
Well, first, we should blow up every single mine shaft.
Oh, yeah, because you don't want... Yeah,
that way they can rebuild the mine shafts.
You need people to redig those mine shafts. Because think about those
jobs. Now, it might take a while because we're going to give away all the equipment.
Well, but you want to... But think about when you rebuild that equipment. You know? Yeah. It's going to be a lot of jobs.
But we need the materials. We need the materials. We got to... Yeah.
Okay. This is This is the most
broken window fallacy.
This is the broken window fallacy. It is the most perfect example of the broken window fallacy. The money that we're going to spend to make new weapons could have been spent somewhere else on more productive uses. Okay. And not even by the government. It could have been kept by the people that it was taken from forcefully. And then they could have used it on more productive uses in the economy for things that we actually need right now, not blowing up things that we have in a warehouse and then having to pay people to replace them with their own money. By the way, you're going to pay people with their money. So, yeah, it's literally the broken window fallacy. And, yep. And that guy just fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker. We're going to finish talking about this because we're not actually done with this dumb bleep. You just, you know the thing. You know, every once in a while you come up on that hard stop where you got to pay the bills. And that's where we are right now. Remember, you can find Good Morning Liberty on your favorite podcast app. And you can get us giving you episodes every single day of the week. But on Tuesday nights, we are Liberty at Night on the Free Talk Live Network. Coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.